Okay, so if your content strategy feels like, you're constantly chasing the next acronym-first SEO, then AEO, well, you're definitely not alone. We're looking at another really big shift now, this idea of generative engine optimization, or GEO.
Yeah, it can feel a bit overwhelming, can't it? But this isn't just about, say, tweaking a few keywords here and there. The game has really changed. It's not just that the goalposts moved. It's like we're in a totally different stadium. We're shifting from optimizing for, well, a machine that indexes keywords to one that genuinely tries to understand and communicate like a person.
Exactly. And you see it in how people search, right? They're
Yeah.
asking direct questions, expecting that single AI-generated summary instead of clicking through 10 blue links. The sources we're digging into today give us a pretty clear roadmap for this transition. So our mission here is to get you past just the definitions. We want to unpack the actionable stuff you need to do to stop just ranking and start becoming the cited source in those AI answers.
Right, so let's start with that core question. What exactly is GEO optimizing for? I think at its heart, GEO is optimizing for, well, trust and citation. It's really about structuring your content so that when an AI model looks at a user's question, it sees your information as the most accurate, the most useful, the most trustworthy thing to include in its summary.
Okay, trust and citation. Let's unpack that by looking at how we got here. The optimization family tree, so to speak.
Yeah, let's do that. So we all know SEO, search engine optimization, that's the bedrock, right? Technical health, keywords, backlinks, optimizing for Google's traditional ranking factors. The goal, get high up on that standard results page. Very structural, very keyword focused.
Then came the sort of precursor to this current shift. AEO answer engine optimization.
Yeah.
That felt like the first real push to structure content specifically for direct answers, aiming for those featured snippets or people also ask boxes. Being concise was key.
Precisely. AEO was about getting into that answer box. Now we've got GEO, Generative Engine Optimization, and this is laser focused on optimizing for these new generative AI systems, which operate very differently from the old indexing algorithms.
And the core distinction here seems really interesting. It's less about just matching keywords and more about understanding meaning, isn't it? Semantic understanding.
Exactly. SEO is often about keyword placement and density. GEO, though, it prioritizes context and the actual value of the information. AI models use things like, well, latent semantic indexing, LSI, and entity mapping. This means the AI isn't just scanning for e-commerce shipping, it's mapping all the related ideas, the entities on your page. Things like FedEx, customs, maybe cart abandonment rates. If it sees that rich network of related concepts, it judges your content as more thorough, more authoritative. You're optimizing for how the AI understands language naturally.
That really changes things.
Okay, so we need to write for a machine that gets the relationship between concepts. If that's how it works, then the places where we need to be visible have totally shifted too. Where's the main battleground now? Google's AI overviews must be priority one, right?
Oh, absolutely. For Google AI Overviews, that AI summary right at the top, the objective is crystal clear. Be one of those cited sources. Our sources stress that your content needs to be super accurate, yes, but also really well structured and critically up to date. The AI needs to easily grab and trust it for that summary.
Okay, makes sense. Now, what about Google Gemini? It's multimodal, handles text, images, data. How does GEO adapt there?
Gemini seems to reward flexibility. So, content that exists in multiple formats has an edge. Think about having a clear definition in text, but maybe also an infographic or a chart that illustrates the point. If you visually back up your information, Gemini is more likely to pull those different pieces together for its answer. That's a practical tip, leveraging existing visual assets. Now, stepping outside Google, what about something like ChatGPT search? If Google prioritizes timeliness and accuracy, how does ChatGPT, with its huge training data, value, say, uniqueness?
That's a really important point. With ChatGPT, standing out means being genuinely unique and quotable. You need to focus on maybe synthesizing information in a new way, offering unique local insights, or presenting a perspective that isn't already plastered everywhere in its training data. And structure matters, two short, clear conclusions that the model can easily pull out and attribute.
Okay, unique and quotable for ChatGPT and Microsoft Copilot. It's tied into Bing, uses GPT-4.
Copilot seems to lean heavily on source credibility. So, author expertise becomes really important. You need strong author bios, clear credentials, demonstrated authority in that specific field. The research suggests Copilot likes concise, declarative statements backed by that clear professional authority.
And finally, Perplexity AI. That one's almost built around citations, right? It lists its sources very clearly.
Perplexity is sort of the ideal testing ground for deep expert content. If you've got original research, detailed white papers, solid data, that's where you really want to shine. It values that kind of in-depth referenced material more than perhaps any other platform right now. Great for boosting true expert visibility.
Wow, okay. So the where is definitely specialized for each platform, but the why now seems to really come back to how we search. We're asking super specific questions now, expecting that instant complete answer.
Absolutely. You know, the rise of voice search, assistance everywhere, it's changed what users expect. They don't want to hunt. They want the answer fast. And the algorithms have had to evolve to meet that. That's why things like LSI and entity mapping became so important. The AI has to really understand the question's intent to give a good, concise answer.
So if we actually commit to doing this GEO stuff, besides getting ahead of the competition, what are the real measurable payoffs?
Well, first, obviously, getting your content featured in that prime AI summary spot, that's huge visibility. Second, and this is maybe overlooked, is the potential impact on click-through rate, CTR. Think about it. If a user sees your site cited right there in an AI answer that's already helpful, they might click through not just for the answer itself, but because the AI just implicitly vouched for your quality. They trust you more, so they click for deeper info or the next step.
And there's actual proof that this approach works, right? Tell us about that London School of Economics study.
Yeah, the LSE study gave us some solid numbers. They took tourism content, rewrote it using GEO principles, focusing on clear structure, direct answers, related entities, and tested it. What they found was the GEO optimized versions showed up 30% more often in the AI generated answers, and they were cited more prominently too. It's pretty clear evidence. Optimizing for how the AI understands language makes a big difference.
A 30% lift just from structure and clarity. That's significant. And the good news is we can actually track this now.
Yes, absolutely. Measuring this has gotten way easier. A lot of the big SEO tool suites now have features like AI citations tracking. You can literally see which of your pages are being cited, how often, and across which platforms. Google AI Overviews, ChatGPT, Copilot, Perplexity. It gives you real data on your GEO efforts.
Okay, that's the proof, the platforms, the tracking. Let's get practical. If I'm looking at all my existing content, what types are, like, naturally suited for GEO?
Content that gives a clear answer to a specific question or problem is definitely prime territory. So think user guides, how-tos, clear definitions, comparison tables, anything with lists or steps, and anything that already has strong structured data, like schema markup, has a head start.
Right, let's put it all together. Based on everything we've discussed from the sources, what are the top, say, 7 actionable tips for getting content GEO ready?
Okay, this is the practical checklist. 1. Answer user intent directly. Get that core definition or solution right up front, first paragraph ideally. Use clear, concrete sentences the AI can easily quote. Don't bury the lead. 2, use logical structure. This is basic but critical. H2s, H3s for hierarchy, bullet points, numbered lists, FAQs. These break it down nicely for the AI to understand the flow and key points. 3, include related entities. Think beyond just your main keyword. Mention related concepts, brands, people, places. This builds that rich context we talked about and shows the AI you've covered the topic thoroughly.
Right, building that web of meaning. And 4 is often skipped, but sounds crucial for showing authority to the machine. Implement structured schema markup.
Oh, absolutely vital. Schema helps the AI not just categorize your page, but understand the relationships between the information on it. Using FAQ schema, how-to, article, author schema, it's like...
That's for the core value. Create credible and citable content.
Yes. Don't just rehash what's already out there. Bring something new to the table. Unique data, original insights, maybe a specific case study. AI wants to cite sources that add real value, not just repeat things. 6, keep it current. Freshness is a huge factor. An ARIF's analysis looking towards 2025 found AI overwhelmingly prefers content updated in the last 12 months. That's a pretty strong signal to keep things refreshed. And 7, build author credibility. Make it clear who wrote the content and why they're qualified. Consistent author profiles, detailed bios, linked credentials. AI is being trained to value authoritative sources, so prove you are one.
That's a really solid list. Okay, hypothetical. If someone listening could only implement one of those 7 right now, which one gives the biggest, quickest GEO win?
Good question. I'd probably go with tip 1, answer user intent directly. If you can just make sure the very beginning of your most important content clearly and concisely answers the main question, that gives you the best shot at getting quoted quickly, even if other elements need work. Lowest effort, potentially highest immediate impact.
Perfect starting point. Now, we have to address the big question hanging over all this, the zero-click reality. people get the answer in the AI overview and might not click. If our goal is just citation, how does that help the business if traffic potentially goes down?
Yeah, it definitely shifts the focus. GEO's first job is to get you cited and seen as useful right there in the AI answer. Now, while simple what is type queries might see fewer clicks, the traffic that does click through after seeing you cited, well, that traffic is likely much more qualified. They've already got the basic answer. They're clicking because the AI implicitly endorsed you and they want more depth or the next logical step. So citation is the new top-level visibility leading to potentially higher value clicks.
So looking ahead, does this mean SEO and AEO are dead? Does GEO just replace them?
No, not at all. I see them as layers that need to work together. Think of it like this. SEO is the technical foundation, ensuring that AI can crawl and understand your site structure efficiently. AEO is about structuring the content clearly for quick answers, like in snippets. And GEO is that final crucial layer, tuning the content's meaning, context, and authority specifically for these generative AI models. You really need all three working in concert to stay competitive.
So it's integration, not replacement. We've got the why, the where, the how, and the proof. It really feels like time to start thinking about content less as just pages for search engines and more like information blocks for AI conversations. All right, here's a final thought for you, the listener, to chew on. If AI heavily favors content update in the last year and your goal is to be the cited expert, take a hard look at your site, which, say, five pages are probably now effectively obsolete in the AI's eyes. And more importantly, which one piece of content do you have that's strong enough right now, maybe with a quick geo refresh, to become the definitive cited authority in your specific niche?
That's the key question, and the time to figure that out is definitely now, before everyone else catches on.
That's all the time we have for this deep dive. Thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you next time.